You can head out to the Metro PCS hotline to talk to a member of our Finsiders family, Keith Sims, three-time Pro Bowl guard with the Dolphins. Keith, how are you doing this evening?
Listening, and I've been really enjoying it, so I'm doing fantastic, guys.
Yeah, good to catch up with you, Keith. And all right, let's start on the offensive line, your specialty, obviously. What was your reaction when you heard the news yesterday that Mike Pouncey is going to miss at least the next 3 months after having hip surgery?
Well, obviously, like most Dolphin fans or analysts, I was really surprised and shocked, and immediately my eyes went to the schedule and the depth on the offensive line. And I've been trying to, over the last 24 hours, find, you know, a silver lining in this whole thing. And I was listening to Troy, and I kind of agree with Mr. Stratford on this one. I'm glad that it happened now. You've got a month off before training camp. You still have all of training camp to go through, four preseason games. So whoever ends up filling this void for Mike Pouncey will have a lot of time to get acclimated, chemistry with the team, and obviously learn the playbook from the center perspective.
All right, Keith, take us inside the trenches. As a former offensive lineman yourself, how difficult will it be to replace what Pouncey provides on the offensive line?
You know, and that's one of the things I've heard people talk about. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. You slide Shelly Smith over. Well, Shelly Smith's a guard. It is a different world. It is a different viewpoint from the center position and a whole different level of responsibilities. Typically, the center is the quarterback of the offensive line. He will make the line calls. He will make the shifts. He will figure out who the Mike is, the middle linebacker, and all protections kind of go off of that situation. So it is a huge responsibility. And then after all that, you got to do a clean snap to your quarterback. So it is a huge deal that Mike Pouncey won't be in there to start the season or the start of training camp. But I just think thankful that, like I said, whoever's going to replace him will have a lot of time, as much time as possible, to try to fill those voids.
And Keith, speaking of that time for the replacement that's going to come in, it's safe to say, whether it's like a Sam Brenner or Nate Gardner, whoever the person may be, once the season starts, they're going to have tremendous confidence in themselves, I'm assuming, because they would have gone through the entire training camp. And inside their own mind, they're going to sit there and say, I earned this spot. Even though the talent level may not be that of a Mike Pouncey, internally, you need the confidence to play the game at a high level. And I believe whoever it is, they're going to feel like they earned that spot and they should be all right when it comes to their own talent. Yes?
Well, I don't know if I totally agree with that, Troy, because whoever takes over that spot is just a temporary placeholder for Mike Pouncey. When you look at what we got in Mike Pouncey over the last 3 years, 15th pick in the draft, very athletic center, so athletic, I've always felt he was wasted at center and should have been a guard where you get him out on the edge a little bit more. But the Dolphins have done a great job of being able to pull him on screens and sweeps and those kind of things. So you're not talking about replacing an average, maybe a strong non-mobile center. Mike Pouncey is arguably the most athletic center in the league at that position. So these are huge shoes to fill. Now, as far as confidence is concerned, I think that whoever's going to go in there, and they probably need to make this decision pretty quickly, it can't be a big open competition, needs to get the maximum amount of reps. Because when you look at the start of this season, you're open at home with the Patriots, tough defensive line with Vince Wilfork, and then a team that's been a huge nemesis for the Dolphins for the last couple of years, the Buffalo Bills, and that defensive line they bring to the table. So whoever is going to start at center needs as many reps as possible, needs to build that chemistry with his offensive line. And I don't know if confidence is a thing that you have to worry about, because that confidence will be tested opening day and for the next couple of weeks afterward.
I don't know if you were listening to the first part of the show, but I just had to bring it back. We had Jamie Dukes on.
Yeah, I heard Jamie.
Did you hear that?
A wide receiver?
Did you hear that?
I actually am going to text Jamie after the show and say, have you forgotten all those years in the trenches?
Please
and
do.
I wouldn't even say offensive line is number two. I might say man-to-man cornerback might be number
two out there. That's mine.
You know, but wide receiver, come on. And no disrespect, Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
You will learn that we don't value our wide receivers. Wide receivers are just a notch above running backs in the NFL.
Yeah. Hey, I'm right with you. But when he said that, my chest definitely stuck out. I couldn't believe it. I was happy about that one, though.
Yeah. I think he was just play-clating you because he knew you were new on the show. So
he didn't even know I was on. That's on him.
Hey, Keith, along those lines, if we hearken back to the Jamie Dukes interview for another aspect of that, you know, Troy brought up the fact that he thinks this is a make-or-break season for Ryan Tannehill entering his third campaign in the NFL quarterback for the Dolphins. How do you view Ryan Tannehill and your expectation level for him in year three?
I certainly have to, once again, I'm finding myself agreeing with Troy Stafford. This is amazing. Where I think this is for this organization, this town, this city, this is a make or break year for Ryan Tannehill. We have to know definitively by the end of the season that this is our guy for the next 10 years that we can build upon and hopefully win a Super Bowl with. I understand Jamie's point about the receivers and now the offensive change, but that happens. That's life in the NFL. You've got to be able to still perform regardless of the system you're under, and quarterbacks have the toughest time. They've got to learn new things every single year. So the coordinator issue with Bill Lazor coming in, you hope that they're on the same page and that Bill Lazor understands the strengths that Ryan Tannehill brings to the table and can mold his offense around that and help him produce his best year. But I think as Dolphin fans, as a head coach, as general manager Dennis Hickey, he needs to know at the end of this season that he's not looking for a quarterback, that he can use all his resources to fill other needs on this team other than solving the quarterback spot.
Keith Sims, three-time Pro Bowl guard with the Dolphins, a member of the Finsiders family here as an analyst, joining us here on the Metro PCS hotline. All right, Keith, when you look at the offensive line as a whole, despite the injuries you have at the center there for Mike Pouncey, you look at, you know, Juwan James at right tackle, Brandon Albert left tackle, Shelly Smith is getting the work at right guard, and Dallas Thomas at left guard. How do you see the rest of the position shaping up as training camp approaches?
Well, you know, if we take it the Mike Pouncey situation out of the equation, and I think we have to at this time because I fully expect the Dolphins maybe to try to sign a veteran to help shore that position up short term. I love the competition at left guard. I love to see with Dallas Thomas, a disappointment last year, but he seems like he's kind of the light bulb's come on a little bit. I like the fact you got a young guy, mature guy, and Billy Turner kind of pushing him at the left guard spot. Obviously, Pro Bowler Brandon Albert, I don't care what happened in minicamp. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to be obviously now the rock of this offensive line moving forward. Juwan James has got a lot to learn at right tackle. You know, anytime you're moving from college to pro, it is a difficult jump. And it starts with a bang, like we talked about with the early season schedule. And obviously, Shelly Smith, the guy who has started this league before, at right guard. So I like the makings of this group. What I want to see, like everyone, because as an offensive lineman, you can look great in short, but it's all about when the pads come on. Can you knock a three technique 2 yards down the field to open up a running lane for Lamar Miller? Can you get back in a pass protection to pick up a blitzing linebacker off the corner? Can you pass a stunt with your right tackle so you seamlessly do it and provide protection for Ryan Tannehill? Those are things that you can only find out for sure when pads come on. So I'm anxious for training camp to start to see how these guys work through the process and get to learn each other. I know they're coming together as a group now, but they've got to be able to do it once again when the bullets are flying. And preseason for the Dolphins this year is going to be huge for this offensive line. I'd love to see them play a lot together, a lot more than they normally would, just to prove to themselves. I think that's where that confidence Troy Stafford was talking about could really come into play during preseason. That group needs to feel like they are truly on the same page and ready to play arguably some of their best football in September, because coming out the gates, make or break for the Dolphins, the bullets are flying.
Without a doubt. And Keith, really appreciate the insight on the offensive line and look forward to catching up back up with you when you are down back here in town.
Good stuff, Keith.
You got it, guys. I'll be back for training camp. Looking forward to it and back to get back for you guys. I miss you guys, man.
Come on back, man. Come on back.
All right, Keith. Thank you very much. There's Keith Sims, three-time Pro Bowler, also analyst here on the Finsiders, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.